Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello, and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter, and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, business people, to get where they are, or maybe to get where you are, have to be self-assured. They have to make decisions. They have to be sure that they're right. Sometimes, at times, even though they've made a decision and they were sure they were right, things didn't work out the way they thought they would. But most of the time, you know where you want to go, what you need to do, and what's important. And the further you get into business, the more successful you are, something changes. You start to realize that although you know where you want to go, you know what's right, you need to see the other side of the business coin. You can't just say, this is the way it is, this is what we're doing, end of story. The more people you have around you, the more coworkers, the more vendors, the more customers, the more of everything, the more you, the business owner, need to see both sides of the situation. You need to see the positive. You need to see the negative. You need to see why it will work. You need to think about why it will not work. When you're only seeing one side of it and you're not really thinking it through, you are putting yourself in a position where you may very well not get the results that you're looking for. It's not just what you think anymore. It's not just what you want because you've grown your business. It's what does the customer want? So you can create a sales presentation or you can have a line of product because you think that the customer wants that line of product or they'll listen to that sales presentation. But they may very well not be interested. They may very well not be able to hear the words in that sales presentation, or they may look at that website and it may not resonate with them. So the more we're in business, the longer we're in business, the more we have to understand that we have to see both sides of it. We have to understand the situation completely. Before we make a decision, we need to really understand what's happening, what's going on, how people think about it. We can turn around and we can say to our sales force, this is what I want you to do. Here are your goals, but the goals may be unrealistic. They may agree to them, but they'll never meet them. We can say that our customers should buy our products because, but the customer may not even be interested in what you're saying. They may have a different point of view. So it's always important to understand why something will work, why it won't work, and you have to consider listening. You have to ask questions that will bring people's thoughts out, that will get them to communicate with you about what their needs are. People that work for you, your coworkers that work for you because they have a need. They need to pay the mortgage. They need to feed their children. They need to eat. They need a new car. They need to educate their children. Maybe they just like nice things and they want to work to provide themselves with those nice things. It could be almost anything. There is a need. The customer buys things from you because they have a need. They have a need to be profitable. They need your goods or services to help them be profitable. But if we don't understand what their needs are, if we don't understand what our coworkers are, what our employees' needs are, or what our vendors' needs, how we can make it easy for them to do business with us, we will not be the success we'd like to be. You need to spend a great deal of time seeing things from the other side. If you see them from the other side and then you make a decision, you'll know that you are making the right decision. You'll have more of a chance of getting it right. You'll have more of a chance of having people be in harmony because you listen to them. And you're not always going to do what they say because you know it might not be the right thing, but they'll feel like you gave it a shot. You listened. You cared. And everybody in the world wants to think that someone cares about them, including the person that they work for. This is Howard LeWinter. Let's hear both sides of the story before we make a decision and we make our plans. And even if you're making a business plan, understand the total global needs of whatever you are doing. This is Howard LeWinter, and of course, I always look forward to talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.